Welcome back to the Roast Mortem. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? How are your hearts? How are your tarts? And of course, how are your heads? It is wonderful to be here with you, Mr. Remick.
Good to see you, Mark. How
what
are
happened
you?
To my mouth there? It's great to be here, Michael, in a world that is existing outside of the realm of Jane and Kerry.
Yes. It's nice to be in the studio without the smell of raspberry and cream just curdling.
Well, I've got some bad news.
Oh, no.
I wasn't even going to say this, but I suppose I have to.
Go on.
I've gotten a message from the hospice. I can't do any more of this. Honestly, I can't. I'm done. Maybe it's an ADHD thing, but I'm done now.
Yeah.
Mad rich fuckers, good luck. But I've got a voice note from the husband.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Let's leave it in the tank. I want to see how the next couple of days play out because Kerry clearly is in a snot. She's pissed off with me because she's unfollowed me on the gram. I wonder, will she listen to yesterday's episode? Who knows?
She has to.
Nevertheless, guys, it's great to be with you. Thank you all for listening recently. We've sort of exploded in ways that we were not prepared for. So thank you to all of the new listeners, but also to the ones who've been there from the start. If it wasn't for you and the bedrock and foundation of support and encouragement, we would not be reaching these towering heights in the world of podcasting. Anyway, listen, thank you so much, genuinely. Now, look, today, if you're coming to Cork in the weekend, we look forward to seeing you.
Yes, can't wait.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
I was thinking of something that we could do that's a little bit cool.
I like it. Go on.
What about the Good Stuff Initiative?
Oh.
Okay, so the show's called Good Stuff this weekend. What about introducing the Good Stuff Initiative or the Good Stuff Guest List?
Okay.
4 tickets to give away. If you weren't able to get tickets to the Good Stuff show whenever it went on sale and sold out, let me know. And I'll throw all your names in a hat and I'll give away 4 tickets free of charge, no questions asked, over the next 48 hours. So if you want to go to Cork on the weekend, but you weren't able to get tickets in time or you weren't able to get tickets for whatever reason, send me a DM and just say Good Stuff Guest List with your email address. I'll throw all the names in the hat and I'll give maybe 2 sets of 2 tickets away.
Lovely.
For the show on Saturday. Cork, really looking forward to seeing you. Now, is that all we have? That's sort of admin?
Yeah, we're good to go.
It's the roast of bad presence. Before we get into the submissions, because some of them were completely outrageous, I want to read out a message that I got last night.
Okay.
This doesn't technically sit in the realm of bad presence, but I can't think of another podcast wherein it would be related or relevant.
You just have to shoehorn it in.
So
it's
we need
that good, like.
Will I read it, yeah?
Yeah, please, go on.
Any particular accents?
Your own, please, Mark.
Okay. Hello, Mark.
There we go.
Hi, Mark. Not necessarily a bad present, but the moment I knew my long-term Donegal BF had to go was last November when I brought him to my auntie's funeral. She says it like as if it's the zoo or a ball game. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, when I brought him to my auntie's funeral, I was on the fence about asking him, but we had been together for about 18 months, so I felt I had to.
Yeah.
But again, though, it's not the prom.
No.
It's Deirdre's, you know,
a celebration of her life.
You know, anyway. No. I was helping my mom as much as possible over the phone because we live in Dublin and she's home in Meath. Not that far. On the morning of the funeral, I realised we had forgotten a mass card. In a panic, I told him to go out and get one whilst I get ready. He came back 15 minutes later with the envelope already sealed and said it was sorted. My dad rang me a few days later to say that Mam was very upset about the card we had given. I'll send you a picture of it now. But it turns out that the ape monkey stuff. What is going on?
You need to stop the animals, guys.
It turns out that the ape I was in a relationship with had gone to Marks and Spencer's in the garage on the Black Rock Road. He couldn't find any funeral cards, so just got her a Percy Pig card and signed it, sorry for your loss, and addressed it to my aunt. We broke up a month later. What sort of a fucking Neanderthal, in keeping with the sort of ape stuff, did she go out with? A Percy Pig card? No. Shirley Coffin the Caterpillar. No?
No, Stella Collin? No, it was good.
Not bad.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
What are the other M&S things? Don't know.
No, no.
Sorry to hear you've oined the trough, Una. Do you know what I mean?
You've flown the coop.
Like... Oh, like, it's just complete. You never reach for the Percy Pig. Surely reach for something that's like...
Go to another garage.
Go to a different garage. Call your 18-month-long relationship partner and go, Sarah, listen, I'm down in the garage here. I'm looking at one of those Colin the Caterpillar $1 million shortbread buckets. You know those buckets of flapjacks seven flapjacks, damn, that are like 17,000 calories a pop. That's my binge food, by the way.
Really?
When I'm really Houston Station, if I have to get a train, there's an M&S there. Gone.
Gone.
Completely gone.
I'm with you.
Anyway, you never go for the Percy Pig.
No, and like mass cards are such a specific thing. Surely between there and Galway, you're going to come to another place that sells stationery.
I'd be like, guys, why are we driving to Galway when the funeral's in Meath?
Sorry.
That'd be my real concern.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
the sat-nav is broken. You ape from Donegal. But also, I guess it's like, sorry for your loss. That you need to write more on a mass card.
Completely.
I just, deepest sympathies.
Yeah.
My deepest sympathies, condolences. Do you do mass cards?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'd get the ones from the church signed by the priest.
Do you want to know something absolutely beautiful?
Go on.
You know the way my mum got married recently?
Yeah.
Whenever they were clearing my granny's house, out after she died last year, they found a card, a thank you card addressed to my grandparents from him, her now husband, thanking her for the invite to their daughter, my mother's 21st. And they had never known that he was there.
What?
Isn't that beautiful?
That's incredible.
So back in the day,
that's gorgeous. That's
back in the day, like I love a thank you card. I'm a huge believer in thank you cards.
Everything.
Formal thank yous, even if it's a dinner, send a text. No, nobody will ever be, you know, angry at you for saying thank you. However, if you send a thank you text to somebody and they thank you for the text, don't go back, don't go any. Then it becomes a circle jerk. Everybody put their penises away. The gratitude cocks need to be reconcealed in the cacks.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
That's where like. Loving it or sending a love heart to a message. Perfect.
And by the way, who called that? Mark Meegan in 2019. Early listeners to the Sunday Roast podcast will remember that in 2020, I said that the greatest tech development of our generation would be if WhatsApp gave you the option to like a message,
really?
To double tick it to end a conversation.
I genuinely don't recall that.
At the time, I was percolating in sort of lots of reality and non-reality. So, also, M&S, we get it with the Percy Pigs.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah, it's a bit much now.
The M&S with the Percy Pigs is giving an influencer with 15 to 35,000 followers realizing they'll get engagement if they post a video of themselves crying.
Oh.
So then they just have to do that once every 4 weeks. I don't care. I'm calling it. We need to address this.
It's part of the posting schedule, is it?
The irony of the rampant mental illness is people rampantly posting about the mental illness. They realise, have you not seen this?
Yeah, yeah.
First and foremost, and I will, until the day that I die, I will stand on this. If you are crying and your next step after that emotion arrives is to set up a tripod, gone.
I agree.
Persona non grata. It's over.
I agree.
I was hesitating about posting this. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. You
had six steaks.
You took it. Martin Scorsese's The Irishman had less of a production budget. You literally repositioned yourself all around the house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There, people cry. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes the emotion gets the better of people on social media. I'm one of those people. I'm a chronic oversharer in many respects. Mm-hmm. However, to video yourself crying and to post on the internet, maybe it happens once.
Yeah.
Happens twice, game over. Happens three times, you need to delete your account. There are a few culprits, okay, who are now realizing, and they're also manipulative. And I know that I might catch a few bullets on this one, but it's true. They are deeply manipulative because they'll say something like, to the person who said that if I wore this dress tonight, I'd look like a Peruvian sheep farmer with saggy tits. Nobody said that. Nobody has ever said to the woman who said that if I wore this yellow coat, I'd look like a Nissan Micra from 1983 that's been trapped coming out of the Plymouth Championships. Nobody has criticized you. They create these fake invisible enemies.
Yeah.
And then everyone goes, oh, I'd love to get my hands on them. They don't exist. The tears don't exist. It's all fake. It's a fugazi. By the way, let me just obviously state, excuse the high-pitched voice, of course I am not aware of what it's like to be a woman, by the way.
Of course.
I'm not aware of the hideous, endless, vitriol, bottomless pit of just nonsense that they have to, every woman has to put up with on social media, off social media, on a daily basis, right? So that's not what I'm referring to.
No, no, we know.
And I'm not, by the way, I'm not just specifically talking about female influencers here. I'm talking about people with access to the internet, and there are men, I'm talking about both. Do you know what I mean?
Attention-seeking.
And I do empathise, because at the end of the day, they are just looking for love and encouragement and reassurance that I am, that you are, we all are. But it's a very cynical way. And my concern is that then the actions need to get bigger, right? Mm. Because the response, people become immune to the crying.
You cried wolf.
This is it. Yeah. But eventually he's gone from wolf to I've been hit by a bus to I've just swallowed a syringe to I'm in the sea and I've grabbed two toddlers. Like, I don't know where they're going to go with this.
Yeah.
That's the terrifying thing, is that the pleas get bigger and bigger. And that's what M&S have done with the Percy Pigs. These are the cultural odysseys and psychological enigmas that we should be discussing. No?
No, I'm with you.
You should do more about Terry's Tart. Her name's Jane. I just dropped 9K in a yoga session. Let's go. Nevertheless, make sure if you're listening to follow this podcast, follow me on Instagram at Megan Mark. And most importantly today, my friends, our beloved sidekick, Mystery Mick, at Michael O'Malley on Instagram. I really want to get him up to 5,000 followers. It's a little personal mission.
Thank you, Mark.
Do you know what that is? It's the Pan Pipes theme tune from the 1970s movie The Mission.
The Mission.
So, not to be confused with Intermission. Let's just play that.
Yeah. We'll move on, will we?
So, Christmas 2002, we got the most wonderful gift from my father-in-law, me and my husband, of an electric toothbrush. However, there wasn't one each. It was one electric toothbrush with two interchangeable heads. How sweet.
Okay, sorry. What sort of fantasy does this father have?
Fantasy?
Well, I'm assuming he's given the two heads of the electric toothbrush to insinuate she's going to wear the... Oh, God. She's going to, like, wore the nub of it down. Do you know what I mean?
No, he's just a complete cheapo.
Is that it?
He's given, like, he's allowing them to share the motor part.
Yeah, no.
And they have their heads. He's just...
I was assuming it's a phallic-like sort of, there you go, love. You'll be down. Yeah, those bristles will be down to a blade too by Christmas. That's what I was thinking.
No.
Not everything's about, yeah.
Yeah, get your head out of the gutter.
This podcast has destroyed my perception of man and men.
You just assume everything relates.
Everything is sordid, dirty smut.
Yeah. It all comes back to the willy-willy bums.
It all
or
does.
Willy-bum bums.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, Mark. Love the podcast. Always gives me a good laugh every week, so keep up the good work. One of my ex-boyfriends got me a weekend away to Romania. And when he gave me the card, he told me it was the weekend away, like somewhere in Europe. And when he gave me the card, it was like an anagram at the bottom that I had to, like, decode. So I kind of got the last bit, which was EST, was the last letters. And the first bit was a B. And I was like, oh, Budapest. I've always wanted to go there. I can't wait. That's going to be great. And he's like, no, it's not Budapest. I was like, all right, okay. So I kept figuring that out, and it was Bucharest. And I was like, Bucharest? Where is Bucharest? And he was like, oh, Romania. And I was like, all right, okay. Now, we were staying in a really nice hotel, but it just Yeah, wasn't great. I think we were maybe there for 3 days. I had booked a trip out Transylvanian to look at, like, go to Dracula's castle, which was probably the highlight of the whole thing because there was nothing much to do in Bucharest. Now, this is definitely going back like 10 years ago. Bucharest was kind of only really set up in a small way for tourism. There wasn't a huge amount to do in the city. Maybe that's changed. But yeah, we did the Transylvania trip. That was lovely. But in general, I've never expressed an interest in going to Bucharest.
The whole itinerary.
Or Romania on you know, in general.
Yeah.
And the week after we came home, we broke up. Not because we went to Romania, but it was just, I think it was the final straw.
Okay. Sounds like you did break up because of...
Sounds like very much... Sounds like you don't like Romania. I mean, where did you meet this guy? Were you sitting on the doors and did you come up and put a packet of tissues beside your chair? Were you out for a dinner in a Continental Plaza and did you come up with a singular fake rose and say, please, please? Did you have one goal too?
No, you no. Just...
No.
I just... Bucharest is supposed to be brilliant.
Is it?
Ah. It sounds like Budapest, it does. It must be similar.
Oh, God.
But rave sounds like grave. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know who to believe. Like, okay. It shouldn't have taken... By the way, you're definitely not entering the Hangman Olympics.
No.
Est. Brest? In northern France? No, there's eight letters in it. It shouldn't have taken her that long to guess pest.
No, it shouldn't have.
And I suppose as well, age is relevant. Like, if they're in their early 20s, you know, you're on the Ryanair deals. Like, I remember one time I got a girlfriend when I was like 21, I got her a flight to Florence for her birthday.
Okay.
And then she was like, where are we staying? I was like, haven't figured out that part yet. So then on the spot, she took her laptop out and paid for a hotel. I was like, ooh. Good stuff. Just ruined the birthday.
Yeah.
So, is it a 5-star? Because Megan needs the old Egyptian sheets if he's going to be comfortable.
There's a spa there.
Make sure you click and with pool. Okay, I feel like this sounds like the relationship was going down the Swanee anyway.
It was, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with Budapest or Bucharest.
Bucharest. I also think you have to be careful with, like, if you're doing those, like, grand reveals that you're both on the same page.
It is a bit rogue. Like... Romania looks spectacular in terms of the scenery and stuff. I just suppose if you're making a big reveal, you want to be careful.
Yes, but also make sure that it's the result that they want.
Well, that's it. You have to be, if you're going to do a surprise gift, make sure it's the right one. Like, I've told this in the podcast before, but I remember when I was 12, my godfather was like to me, my birthday's mid-December.
Mm.
And I went over to his house for my present, as I did every year.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm not giving you a gift today. I was like, why is that? And he goes, I'm giving you a big one for your Christmas. And I was like, well, you know where I stand on doubling up gifts. And he was like, I know, you let everybody know. I just hated doubling up gifts. Bullshit. If you're going to double up a Christmas and a birthday, I want you to spend the exact same amount of money on each present and then combine the two. If you're spending 20 quid on birthday and 20 quid on Christmas, I would like a present for 40 euro minimum.
You're like Smithy with the two portions of chips.
Very much so.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want this 35 euro slop.
I'm with you.
I don't want a slightly bigger, but I don't want a present that you'd borderline get away with giving me for one of those milestones. This needs to be bigger and better than ever before. He'd lost his job recently. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck. I supported Man United and I liked sweets. I had my priorities in order as any good 12-year-old would.
Okay.
Hadn't discovered the willy yet. As in my own. You know. That was not... I didn't move to Brighton till I was 18. Anyway. I went over to his gaff again on the birthday. Big one. I was like, okay, grand. Now, I'd always wanted a dog.
Okay.
It had been like in the family market. Always wanted a dog. And he was a big dog guy.
Right.
So I was like, grand. Fido obviously is getting brought up from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Christmas Day arrives. We call over to X's gaff. Yeah, I'd love to. Let's get this fuck. I didn't even care about Santa. I was like, I just want to get this dog.
Yeah.
Call over. Well, what's the story? Him there, he was like, happy Christmas. I was like, eh. He's like, I hope you're doing well. I'm really proud of you as my godson. I'm like, don't care about any of that.
Yeah.
gifts, material.
Move on.
Give me the fucking slot.
Show me the money.
Show me the physical, tangible things that I can find worth and value in. Worth, good stuff. And he was like, oh yeah, that's coming soon. And I was like, this is a devastating blow on Christmas Day, but I will allow it.
Yeah.
Only because I'm an animal lover. And, you know, dogs aren't just for Christmas.
I'm with you.
Fast forward third week into February. I go to a rugby match with my dad and I see him there on the sideline and I march over, borderline goose step over, age 12. And I'm like, yo, what's the story? Wagwan. Like, you know, this at this stage, I'm like, you know, debt collectors in a Bostonian movie where they've got the crowbar in the hand. He's like, hey, guys. Oh, no, I swear I'm going for it. Straight into the kneecap. I was like, where's the fucking present? And he was like, I've got it. It's in the boot. And I was like, this is the greatest day of my life. You shouldn't be keeping a dog in a boot, but we'll allow it. Give me the keys. Gives me the keys. Go out to the boot. Do you know what it is?
Go on.
Big mouth Billy Bass, the talking fish.
No.
Shoot me. Shoot me. I'm then paraded around fucking Lansdowne Rugby Club, going up to all these wealthy dickhead dads from Donnybrook, going, press the button, you fat little fucker. And I'm just there pressing the button. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to take it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. Do it again. Yeah, mine's a Magner's there, Josie. No, she's fine. She's out of the hospital on Tuesday, so we got another few. Do you know what I mean?
You're just crying.
It's the worst day of my... This is why I hate men. Nevertheless.
Hi, Mark. So just about the worst gift you've ever given or received. I received a 4-piece book collection on Adolf Hitler from my German father-in-law. To say I was shocked was an understatement. I was only going out with his son. And yeah, going out, like we weren't married, even engaged at the time. We were going out for... It was a Christmas present. I think we were going out maybe 3 months at the time. So when I unwrapped it, I was obviously shocked. But, you know, what did I say? I was like, wow, oh my God, this is amazing. Thank you so much. And they were so confused. And there, to be fair, he is the modern day version of Adolf Hitler, so I can understand.
Okay, well.
Pretty big statement. That's to finish it off.
Wild, wild. I think we can all agree that he is not the modern day Adolf Hitler. That would be Netanyahu. So this is bananas. But sorry.
Sorry.
What's the, like, do you think the dad?
I'm completely speechless because no, like if you ever speak to a German person.
It's not.
You don't like.
By the way, I'm so bad. Like,
oh, why?
Anytime I meet a German.
What?
In my head, it's just like. Wait. So anyway, what was the... I just can't hold my piss. It's so bad, man.
Just can't help it, no.
I can't. Every time I meet a German, they're like, yeah, so we flew over from Frankfurt. It's my brother's birthday. His name is Carl. He got a job in London. We thought we'd go to Dublin for the weekend. We'd never been. It's a great party. We thought, hey, you know, if there's one way to celebrate all of us getting the really sad news about my grandmother, that we go to Dublin for a weekend out. You know, in Birkenhead, I just can't.
I was skiing in Austria this in February.
Yeah.
And an uncle was with us and he kept thinking it was hilarious to make Luftwaffe jokes.
Nah.
But day one or two, you're kind of like, oh, you know, this isn't great. By like day six, couldn't speak to him.
Yeah. It was shocking. Yeah. Now, there is that element of like, there's no arrogance or complacency with the wider world than a South Dublin middle-aged man in his 50s who's like, ah, my age. No, your age, you're a cunt. That's it. It's not, there's no sort of, you don't reach the age of 50 and become a racist. You know, you've just let yourself go. You don't want to exist in a civilized society. Do you know what I mean?
You're not bailed.
You know? No, you're not. Giving you the, don't wink at me on the chairlift when you're committing a hate crime, please, Barry. You know, this is why Tina left you. It was nothing to do with the whiskey. So anyway, it's like, oh, do you know what I mean though? It's like, I was at home last week and I was having you might call it a slow morning. It was a Saturday morning. You know, you've been on YouTube too long when it's like, you start getting recommended videos and it's like, the horrifying true story of Osama bin Laden. We know. Do you know what I mean?
We're very aware.
It's not like he had a lovely public life and this is the shocking true story of Jeffrey Epstein. We know. Do you know what I mean?
It's well established at this stage. But
the secret life of Nazis. We know they're bad. Hitler's double life as a cunt. Do you know what I mean? We know how bad these are. Why are you acting like this is a big coup?
This isn't a big reveal.
Oh, on Osama bin Laden's hard drive, there was a Sabrina Carpenter album. No, it's the bloody massacring that we care about. Stop. Oh, he also ate, by the way, not eaten Christ, but he also ate Doritos in his fucking dungeon. I don't care.
3,000 people.
He was murdering people in the dungeon. That's the shit. It's the torture of our fellow man we should care about.
Hey, Mark. So myself and my husband got married 3 years ago. And on the day, my friend's boyfriend kept going on about this present that he had for us. He mentioned it to a few family members and friends and we kind of didn't know what to expect. So a few days after the wedding, they called over with the present. So it was a picture of a boat that he had painted for us. Neither of us are into boats or fishing or anything, so kind of didn't make sense. But to make matters worse, you can actually see the pencil outline underneath the paint and where he had rubbed out and all of that. But it's hanging in the sitting room for the last 3 years and we refer back to it and laugh at it on a regular basis. When our first child was born, we also got another painting of a tree, and that's even worse than the boat. So yeah, can't say anything to either of them, because...
Okay, so, fairly caustic art critic there. Fucking Lorenzo de' Medici. Do you know what I mean? Huge reference there.
That's incredible from you.
But like, she's not a fan of art yet, is very much critiquing every aspect of it.
Yes. I'm very ungrateful for a lovely present.
I also am concerned about somebody who can't reconcile with the abstract element when it comes to creating art.
Yes.
He drew a picture of a boat, but like, me and my husband don't necessarily have a love for boats. That's not really how art works. Like, you know, like the song Come On Eileen wasn't because somebody ejaculated on Eileen. You know this isn't actually a roast. You know that there are like metaphors and meanings and double meanings and hidden meanings, and sometimes things are just whatever they are.
Yeah, just nice.
Not everything needs a meaning. So like, would you have been happier if you were like drawn onto the boat? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, the critiquing of the pencil, like, fine, I'd have no problem with that. It's real.
Yeah.
And thoughtful. And also, let's be honest, a boat, I feel like a boat is a very good, sailing is a real easy metaphor for a wedding.
Totally.
May we navigate, like, think about that. Every shit poet. Oh, we've got Colleen up to do one of her brilliant poems. And it's just the most banal, like, barely rhyming Christmas cracker-esque slop.
Yeah.
But because she references things that the people know, they're like, this is a genius. This is fucking... Anyway, you know, it's like, may the seas be calm. And there may be storms ahead. You know, like that
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the full thing. I could, but I won't.
I could do it.
I could very easily.
Easily.
Wouldn't need a life jacket. I think this person's ungrateful. I think this is actually decent. I would... If we got a gorgeous painting for our wedding from my sister-in-law and her husband.
Yeah.
Of Dunleary.
Did you?
Yeah. But I wasn't in it. So it didn't make any sense. I recognise that that's a pier, but where am I in it? It's not a picture, it's just a... It's, well, I don't understand what this is. Where's Bertie?
So about 20 years ago, I was 19 and I was going out with a Latvian guy. And for our first Valentine's together, he purchased a 100-minute voucher for the local tanning salon for a sunbed. As in his words, I was quite pale, too pale.
Okay, so 100 minutes in a tanning salon. Surely even Wednesday Addams is getting done for cultural appropriation after that. 100 minutes? That's like fucking the Fellowship of the Ring. That's an insane amount of time. Is she anemic?
It's certainly not safe.
It's definitely not safe. Like...
But if you don't like someone the way that, like...
100 minutes! Just... Why not just soak me in a bath of Bovril and put YR? Tar and feather me with a tub of YR. YR. I hate my accent when I say it. Okay, let's go.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Mystery Mick. Love the pod. I'd say the worst gift I ever received was from my auntie 2 years ago. She got me, like, it was wrapped in like a box. Like, it was a box shape. And when I opened it, it was just a massive, massive tin of Vaseline. But like when I opened it, it was just three smaller tins of Vaseline inside the big tin. So I basically just got three tins of Vaseline for Christmas. And obviously had to fake the whole like, oh, wow, thanks so much. This is lovely. And then just be like, what the fuck to the rest of the family, basically. But yeah, love the pod. Sorry, also just wanted to add, I'll actually never forget how annoyed my mum was over the whole situation. Because she had given her kids, like my cousins, like 50 quid each for Christmas. And I got three tins of Vaseline. Yeah, my mum was absolutely raging.
I'm extremely concerned.
Why?
Three tubs of Vaseline. Does she think that you're about to be thrown into a group prison cell in Alabama? Do you know what I mean? What sort of environment would one ever need three tubs of Vaseline?
There is no world, Mark. There is literally no world.
There is no orgy large enough. What's your one's name again? Molly, not Molly May.
Oh, Bonnie Blue.
Bonnie Blue. That's the Bonnie Blue level of consumption. You've got like cold sore and then Bonnie Blue on the spectrum of
lubricant use.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. But what would really upset me as well is at least if you had something that big, you'd have the novelty of having a massive Vaseline.
That's it. But a real pet peeve of mine is when something's sold as a big thing and then it's just a few little things in a big... If you're giving me a foot-long chocolate bar, I want that to be one large chocolate bar. I don't want six regular-sized chocolate bars. Or the talking fish. Get me a fucking dog. Get your jaw back and get me a fucking dog. Do you know what I mean? Pity. Pity. I hate that though.
No, but that I'd actually find that more upsetting than getting the Vaseline in the first place.
Oh, here's a massive box of Haribo shaped like a London phone box. Yeah. But then in it is just 63 little of those rat bags of Haribo, by the way, with like three rings and one heart.
Awful.
And the heart is the size of yours. Let's go.
When I was 18, I got given tissues and socks as part of a Secret Santa. I was only in the job 3 months, and this was given to me by a 40-year-old woman. I had no idea how to react to that, and it was just felt a bit very, very weird.
Okay, he says as part of the present. What was the third thing? Just a throbbing phallus. Just sexual harassment. It's outrageous. Carry on. If that was Eamon, he'd be wheeled in front of HR.
Completely.
Hey, Eamon, you're fucking fired. You can't be giving people high-tech socks. And a thing, it was a Vaseline again.
No, tissues.
Tissues. What was it? A sock and tissues?
Socks and tissues.
Okay, so the joke is just...
Things to finish in.
It's just disgusting. Completely inappropriate. Anya, breed. Come in here. That's wildly inappropriate. I just thought, because he's only a young lad, right? Yeah? And well, obviously, young lads, if there's one thing they love, it's wanking. Yeah. So I just thought, wouldn't it be a bit of gas if I just got him... I have a Hitler DVD as well now, so I'm going to throw that in. But if I just got him, like, a sock, right? Yeah. Well, and then he could, like, when he's doing the wanking, right? No, not the DVD. I'm not crazy. You know, not the Hitler DVD. No, no, no. I've got another one with boobs in it. And they're actually my own, you see. But anyway, I'm not a freak. Breed, we're really sorry Declan left you, but we're going to have to leave you as well. It's over. Goodbye.